This past month, President Bush must have felt like Shiva, the frightful and destructive Hindu deity who sometimes dabbles in the pleasures of creation. With his right hand, in December, Bush the Destroyer capped two terms of environmental offenses by thrusting a sword straight at the heart of one of the nation's most effective environmental laws, the Endangered Species Act. He couldn't repeal the act, so he changed the rules governing its administration by dropping the requirement for independent scientific review. Well, he might as well have cut physics out of the space program. Science-free environmental protection would work about as well as faith-guided rockets. Just 2 weeks after Bush the Destroyer attacked the Endangered Species Act with his right hand, Bush the Creator committed the largest act of marine preservation in history with his left. He designated an area of the West Pacific that's bigger than the state of California as off-limits to fishing, mining, and other commercial uses. The new preserve includes undersea volcanoes, fantastically biodiverse coral reefs, and the deepest place on Earth, the Mariana Trench, into which Mount Everest would fit. Unlike the ambidextrous Shiva, Bush, when it comes to the environment, is a right-handed, destruction-dominant president, if ever there was one. He's lopped off provisions of the Clean Air Act, opened huge new tracts of forest to cutting, and helped mining companies, oil explorers, and shale diggers to exploit virgin territories. Most important of all, with all the power of a vengeful deity, he blithely marched civilization and the natural world toward climate catastrophe. It's an irony of mythical Mariana Trench proportions that any ecological value preserved in the low-lying islands and the coral reefs just protected by Bush the Creator may well be obliterated by the warming and sea level rise that will result from Bush the Destroyer's climate crimes. Luckily, this deity's not eternal. With a perspective, I'm Gordy Slack.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.